look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Lafayette Parish School System's talent program continues its showcase with the theme Time throughout this week and weekend. This evening, the theater performances continue with a performance at 7 o'clock, and the galleries are open. You can see the kindergarten through 12th grade works of art. They are at Cité des Arts and Cajun Spice Gallery downtown Lafayette through March 9th. This weekend, there will be a reception for the artists during Art Walk, and there will be some music performances on Friday at Cité, their popular music ensemble, at 8:30. And then on Saturday, there will be two performances of their popular music. That's all the talented program here in Lafayette Parish. If you'd like more information, you can go to the Lafayette Parish School System's website and click on Time, the Talent Program's showcase. The Lafayette Parish Libraries have their spring book sale. The Friends Only book sale starts tonight, but you can become a member at the door. The sale is at the Hyman Performing Arts Center Convention Ballroom. That's kind of behind the performance area. So the members only preview is tonight, and then the public sale is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But again, you can become a member this evening. In Brobridge, tomorrow evening, there will be a movie and literary night on the Louisiana civil rights struggle. There will be a film shown from A More Noble Cause. The film is actually Journey for Justice, the A.P. Turow story, and the book is A More Noble Cause, A.P. Turow and the Struggle for Civil Rights in Louisiana. The author and filmmaker will be there. That will be in Brobridge at Joie de Vivre from 7 until 9 p.m. It's free and open to everyone. There will be a screening tomorrow evening of Zach Godshall's film based on a book, A Man Without Words, by Susan Schaller. It's about a deaf man who lived for 27 years without knowing any language at all. It's free and open to everyone at Feed and Seed in downtown Lafayette tomorrow evening. That's Thursday evening. Zach Godshall and Susan Schaller will be there. In Grand Coteau tomorrow evening, there will be an oral history presentation and fiction reading by Etha Simeon Amling. That's from 7 until 9. All are invited. There's an open mic afterwards. The Festival of the Arts 2013, which is the annual festival of UL's College of the Arts, will open Thursday with a gallery talk by John Hathorn at the ACA. He'll be talking about his exhibit. And on Friday, there will be the Art Tech 13, Art Tech Fusion 13, 2013 at the ACA. There will be lots of art, music, dance, film. There will be an award given to Ray McIntyre, and there will be the Faculty Arts Raffle, Portfolio Raffle. You can purchase tickets now by calling the College of the Arts or purchase them on Friday. If the person wins all of the faculty pieces, I think it's like 15 pieces, and it goes to benefit the College of the Arts here at UL Lafayette. On Friday at Vermilionville, natural Easter egg dyeing will be taking place from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., as it will every Friday during March at Vermilionville. The Bach Lunch Series begins this Friday with a performance by Les Frères Michaud in Parc Sanssouci in downtown Lafayette. Downtown Alive begins at Parc International in downtown Lafayette with a performance by the original Pentettes, the world's only all-female brass band. And on Saturday, if you're heading to New Orleans, there will be a showing of Connie Castile's film Tigalo, A Louisiana Horse Story, at the Fairgrounds racetrack. Admission for the screening is free. That will be at 7 o'clock at the Fairgrounds if you're heading that way. This is Second Saturday Art Walk this Saturday on the 9th, and of course galleries up and down Jefferson Street will be open. And opening at Theater 810 will be John Biganay's play Shotgun, one of a trilogy of plays that will open on the 9th and continue for two weekends. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7, it's Jazz Inspired. At 8, Music of Yesteryears, hosted by Mr. Bob Gushereau. At 9, Lee Kleinpeter's Big Band Swings. Selected Shorts at 10, and Music from the Hearts of Space at 11. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.